This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
By watching this video, it is assumed that you desire to be a Christian. You desire either to become a Christian by obeying the gospel, or you desire to live as a Christian because you've already obeyed the gospel. But sometimes in teaching others the gospel, in explaining to others what is required of them in order to become a Christian and live as a Christian, we maybe fail to emphasize what is going to be required. We maybe fail to emphasize the cost of discipleship. We fail to say and preach the words that were preached by Jesus, where Jesus explains that in order to be acceptable in His sight, much is going to be required. Maybe sometimes we fail to paint a rosy picture and to not emphasize what is indeed going to be required of someone when they become a Christian and if they want to live as a Christian. Therefore, after someone maybe obeys the gospel, they go on into their life and maybe fail to truly transform their life on a daily basis to align with the Word of God, as we're commanded to do in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And then maybe we sit back and wonder, why are they not living as a Christian? Why are they not doing what they are supposed to be doing? Why are they not sacrificing the Lord for the Lord? Why are they not obeying the Lord? It may not make sense to us. It may confuse us. But maybe part of the reason they're not doing it is because they have not been taught. Maybe they have not been explained that in order to live as a Christian, much is going to be required. We all need to be reminded of what is required of us in order to be faithful to the Lord. I need to be reminded of what is required of me in order to be faithful to the Lord. If I have the idea that being a Christian involves a bed of roses and days filled with nothing but sunshine and no difficulties will ever come upon me, I will never have to do anything that I don't want to do. It's just going to be a great life with true pleasure and enjoyment that I want, all for me, and it won't be hard or the least bit difficult. I need to be reminded that that is not the case, that that is not what Jesus has told us. As a matter of fact, we learn in Luke chapter 14 that Jesus lays out for the multitudes what is required. In verse 26, He says, "If any man come to Me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be My disciple." Jesus says, if you're not gonna put away everything in your life and put Me first above all else, you can't be My disciple. Verse 27, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple." Jesus says, if you're not willing to put your will to death, if you're not willing to put yourself aside, you cannot be My follower, My learner. You cannot be a Christian. Let's think about some things this week that are required of us as Christians. And let us ask the question to those that are watching, and I'm going to ask myself, are you sure you want to be a Christian? Let's first understand the concept and reality of time. We see in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul is writing to the Ephesians and he explains to them, in Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 16, he says, "Redeeming the time because the days are evil." Verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Time must be taken advantage of if one is going to be a child of God. A faithful child of God takes advantage of his time. As a Christian, one is going to have to take time to study God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Paul writes, "Study to show thyself a self approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." A workman, one who is approved in God's sight, has to commit himself to dividing God's word correctly, to understanding God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, we learn that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Do you want to be righteous? Do you want to be acceptable in the sight of God? Well, if we want to be, we have to then know the scriptures, because the scriptures are what instruct us in righteousness. The scriptures are profitable for such, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. If we're going to be equipped to be right in the sight of God, to serve Him, to be able to do good works in His name, we must know the scriptures. Yes, time is going to be required in study to be a Christian. Are you sure you want to be a Christian? But time is also going to be required in prayer. We see Paul writing to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 17, he says, "Pray without ceasing." It's the shortest verse in the Greek New Testament. Pray without ceasing. We as Christians, as children of God, are to pray. We must never cease from the habit of prayer. And to pray, time is required. We must be able to commit ourselves and commit our time to prayer if we're going to be faithful in the sight of God. Are you sure you want to be a Christian? Now, the child of God ought to long for the opportunity to pray, to be able to speak with God, to be able to cast every care upon God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Prayer is a blessing. Study is a blessing. These things are blessings. They're not burdens. But sometimes we fail to understand that they are required if we're going to be Christians, if we're going to be faithful. These things are required, and if it's not explained to those who are maybe interested in becoming Christians, yet that yes, your time is required in study, your time is going to be required in prayer, your time is also going to be required, as we're going to get into in a moment, to live right. If we're not explaining this, if we're not understanding this, then maybe we're going to have the wrong concept and idea of what it means to be a Christian. These things are required. Our time is required also to live right, as it was just stated in James chapter 4 in verse 14. James asks, "What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Our life is but a vapor. Our life is vanishing before us. We cannot be faithful in the sight of God, be righteous in the sight of God, be judged acceptable in the sight of God, if we're going to live this life with the mindset of, "I'll get right one day." No, we have to redeem the time now. That's what Paul is saying in Ephesians 5, verse 16. The days are evil. We can't have the mindset that one day I'll start living right. We have to start living right now. Are we ready to give up the time to live right now? Because we're going to be judged based upon the things done in our body, whether they be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5, and verse 10. Not the things that we would have done in our body if we would have had more time. No, the things that we've done in our body today. We don't know what our life is. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Are we sure we want to be a Christian? Are we ready to give up our time to live right? Time must be taken advantage of. Must be taken advantage of to study. Must be taken advantage of to pray. Must be taken advantage of to live right. But time must also be used to be with the brethren. In Hebrews chapter 10, the Hebrews writer writes in verse 24, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another daily, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." The Hebrews writer is telling the first century Christians, consider one another, think of one another, Be considerate of one another. Provoke one another unto love and good works. And how are you going to be able to do that if you're not assembling with one another? Therefore, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Don't fail to assemble when the brethren assemble. Are you sure you're ready to do that? Are you sure you're ready to be accountable to the brethren? Are you sure you're ready to be a member of God's family? Let me ask you a question. We understand in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, Ephesians chapter 2, excuse me, and verse 19, Ephesians 2 and verse 19, that the church is the household of God. When we think of the church being the family of God, we can think about what it means to have family in this life. When you go and attend maybe a family reunion, and maybe Uncle so-and-so or Grandpa so-and-so or maybe your aunt or your cousin isn't there, are you wondering why? Do you want to know why they're not at the family gathering? I'm sure you would. I would. All would be wondering, where is cousin so-and-so? Where is Uncle so-and-so? Is he okay? Is everything all right? I haven't seen him. Well, how is it any different with the family of God? God commands His family not to forsake the assembling of themselves. And so when members of the family aren't coming, when members of the family are not assembling with God's family, the other members are going to want to know what's going on. Is everything okay? Is my brother or is my sister all right? We understand that our time is required of us to assemble together. Yes, with worship on the first day of the week, Acts 20 verse 7. Yes, when we come together to be edified, to be preached, to be taught, as we're commanded to do to one another, Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, as well as 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. That's what the church is supposed to be doing. And so when one does not come and attend feeding time, as the shepherds are required to do to feed the church of God, Acts 20 verse 28, the brethren, the family of God, want to know where that family member is. So are you ready to give up your time? Are you ready to assemble with the brethren? Are you ready to be held accountable and to be questioned as to maybe why you weren't there so brethren can know that everything's okay, can know that you're all right, and can take care of you and provide for you as best as they can if something is wrong? Folks, the church is not a community where folks don't really care if people are involved, where folks don't really care if people don't show up during the assembling times. The church of God is even stronger than family ties on this earth. That's what Jesus was saying in Luke chapter 14, verse 26, for example. He was saying, if you're not willing to hate your family because you love me more, then you can't be my disciple. The church of God is even stronger and more powerful and bonded even more closely than family blood ties on this earth. Are you ready to give up your time? Are you sure you want to be a Christian? We're told in Romans chapter 12, for example, in verse 10, that the church is to honor and prefer one another. Are you ready to prefer to be with the church? To prefer to be with God's family than to prefer the world and to prefer self? Are you sure you want to be a Christian? Are you sure you're ready to give up your time to be with the brethren when they assemble, when they meet, when they gather together? Are you sure you want to be a Christian? Because your time is going to be required. It's going to be required also in regards to your life. Being a Christian requires your lifetime. Requires my lifetime. Jesus says in Luke chapter 14 and verse 27, we read in the beginning that we're to take up our cross. But in Luke chapter 9, actually, in verse 23, he says it a little differently. He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, notice, daily and follow me. Are we ready to give up a lifetime to be a Christian? Paul says in Galatians 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Are we ready to live this life for Christ? Taking up our cross daily, putting our will aside daily, not doing as I want to do, not doing as I prefer doing, but doing as Jesus commands and requires. Are you sure you want to be a Christian? Are you sure you're ready to give up your time? It will be worth it all. But indeed, the sacrifice is required. We'll continue this study in our next lesson.